It's 56 degrees and a rainy morning here in Nashville. Showers are in the forecast for the rest of the day. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Hundreds of protesters gathered at the Tennessee Capitol yesterday as lawmakers began a special session to consider splitting Memphis's Democratic stronghold into reliably red congressional districts. Lawmakers will likely have only 3 days to redistrict, a process that usually takes months. Tennessee NAACP President Gloria Sweetlove decried the redistricting effort before a crowd of protesters.
I want you to get mad. Not angry. I want you to get mad. Yeah. When we get mad, we fight. Yeah. And when we fight, we win.
Republicans struck down Democratic proposals to give the public more feedback in the redistricting process. GOP leadership quashed efforts to hold public meetings with constituents or to release the proposed maps publicly 72 hours before a final vote. Well, yesterday was an election day as well. Nashville voters have chosen a new county clerk. Sharon Hurt, former two-term at-large Metro Council member, was elected Tuesday night to take over the role after the longtime clerk retired. This was part of a local primary election, mostly deciding judicial, school board, and clerk seats. While technically a primary, there were zero Republican candidates on the Davidson County ballot, making the election a decisive one. Other winners include Joseph Day, who narrowly hung on to his role as circuit court clerk. Jody Bell was reelected as a judge on the General Sessions Court. Don Diener and Corlitra Mance beat out sitting judges on the criminal and circuit courts. On the school board, incumbents Brithina Naba McKinney and Cheryl Mays kept their seats. Turnout was low, with just over 38,000 Nashvillians casting ballots. A conservative media company headquartered in Nashville is laying off workers. The Daily Wire, which was co-founded by commentator Ben Shapiro, moved its main office from Los Angeles to Berry Hill in 2020, bringing dozens of jobs. It's unclear how many employees will be affected by the cuts, but the Nashville Business Journal reports they're, quote, largely concentrated here. The media company said in a statement to Barrett Media that it's evolving and investing resources into staff in the Northeast, D.C., and Florida. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.